the gospel reading today, we hear this story of the little girl who had died, and our Lord coming and telling everybody to get out because she is asleep and not dead. And they ridiculed him. But after they had been put out, he took the girl by the hand and raised her from the dead. And we look at what goes on with this and we ask, what does this mean for us? It's pretty astounding that this little girl was brought back from the dead, but that's one little girl that was brought back from the dead. There are lots of people who die. There are lots of people like the woman in the gospel who came up thinking, if I could just touch the tassel of his cloak, I can be healed, and so she was. But there are lots of people who needed to be healed and still do. And so what does this mean for us? Certainly, by itself, it shows the divine power of our blessed Lord, but it shows the part of the spiritual life that we need to be able to recognize. It's easy for us to see the things on the physical level. Someone has a hemorrhage, someone has a broken leg, someone is blind, whatever it might be. Someone died. But we can't see those things so easily on the spiritual level. And so that's what we have to really look at. What are the wounds that are on the inside? Where have we died on the inside? Not so much in the positive sense in this way, saying we've died to sin or we've died to the world or whatever it is, we've died to self. But where have we been put to death? Where have we been destroyed? Because in our society, there's an awful lot of that, that people are being put down. They're just being destroyed from the inside. And while externally they look just fine, on the inside they're a total mess. And so the question is, how does that heal? And it is only by coming to our blessed Lord. He's the one who raises the dead to life. He's the one who's able to heal the brokenness. And if we are willing to come to him and to go through whatever it's going to take, and we don't know what it's going to take. This woman came up behind him and thought, if I could just touch the tassel of his cloak, that's all it took. The man with the withered hand was called up in front of the synagogue and Jesus simply said, reach out your hand. It was all healed. Other people, he laid hands on them and they were healed. Then you got the guy that he stuck his fingers in his ear and spit on his tongue. We don't know what it's going to take for us. Each person's different. Each person's circumstances are different. For the life of me, I can't figure out quite what that guy needed, that he needed to have somebody spit on his tongue. But obviously that's what he needed or our Lord wouldn't have done it. So we don't even know what we need. Sometimes it's as simple as like that woman who wanted to touch the tassel of his cloak. Sometimes it's much, much more complex, depending on what it is that's happened in our lives and how many things have happened and what it's done to us. But if we're willing to face these things in prayer, if we're willing to go through them with our blessed Lord, he will walk us through these things and bring the healing. Sometimes it can be instantaneous, just like we heard in the gospel. The woman was healed, the little girl was raised from the dead. Sometimes it takes a long time, because God will do it in the way that's going to be the best for us. Sometimes we can't handle if it's just simply taken away. Wouldn't it be nice? And yet we wouldn't even know who we were if some of those things were just taken away, if there's a lot of it, if it goes back from the time we were very young. And so the Lord works slowly, if that's the case, so that there is just a slow process of healing, and so that we can actually become who he made us to be. Because if he just did it in an instant, it would actually cause us more problems than if he does it that way. So we have to just let him work. We can't have a preconceived idea of how this is going to work, how quickly it's going to go, what needs to happen, because we don't know. But he does. And so let him be in charge. But our part Number one, we have to truly want it. Number two, we have to come to Him. And number three, we have to come back again and again and again and really demonstrate that we want it. It's easy to give it lip service and say, oh, I want to be healed. But do we? Remember the guy who for 38 years was at the pool of Bethsaida? And Jesus said, do you want to be healed? The guy said, well, but there's no one to throw me in. Well, that wasn't the question if there was anybody to put you in the water. The question is, do you want to be healed? Well, the guy didn't really want to be healed. It would change his entire life. He wasn't so sure that he wanted this. And so we have to ask ourselves, do we want to be healed? Put it in the worst case scenario. And the tragedy, for instance, if somebody is possessed or if they're severely oppressed. And what the demons do is they convince you that they are your friend. And you don't really want to get rid of me because look at all the good things I'm doing for you. They're a bunch of liars. But if we buy into the idea that they're actually doing something good, and because that's all that we know for however long, what's my life going to look like if this is gone? What am I going to be like? What's my personality going to be if I actually become the person God made me to be? And so we put the brakes on because we're afraid to move forward. We say that we want to be healed, but we really don't. That's why the Lord will work with us differently. This woman in the gospel wanted to be healed. She was going to do what was necessary to be able to crawl up behind our Lord and touch the tassel of His cloak. But sometimes we don't want it that badly. Sometimes we look at it and go, well, yeah, it'd be nice to be healed, but I'm not really willing to do that. Now, that's why nobody else in the crowd was healed, but she was, because she was willing to do what was necessary. So we have to look at our own disposition and ask ourselves, quite honestly, do I want to be healed? And am I willing to do whatever it is going to take? At the very minimum, what that is going to require is going to prayer every single day and addressing whatever the issue happens to be and allow our Lord to walk us through it. Take Him by the hand. Or the way that I always put it, I say, Blessed Mother, take my hand and do not let go. And don't let me pull away because I know myself well enough. I'm too weak. I'll pull back. And so we ask for help and put it in their hands. But you have to, like I say, really, really want it. If you kind of want it, it's not going to happen. If you mostly want it, it's not going to happen. Until you really, really want to be healed, that's when He can do what He needs to do, because you're actually willing to do whatever you need to do. So look at that in your own life. What needs to be healed? Is there something in you that is so devastatingly hurt that you need to be raised from the dead, that something needs to be brought back to life in you? Or is there something that has been there for a long time? This poor woman, I think 18 years. Is there something that's been there a long time that simply needs to be healed? But how does that healing operate? Let the Lord work it. But bring it to Him. Let Him show you. Sometimes He isn't going to heal us because it's actually better for us to have the problem. Like the blind man who came to Padre Pio and asked if he could see. And Padre Pio said, you have the faith to be healed, but if you are willing to remain in your blindness, not only will you become a saint, but you will bring many people to heaven with you. And the man said, then let me remain blind. So sometimes it's actually better for us. After all, for some of the things, if we had the opportunity, if we had the health, if we had the ability, whatever it might be, we'd be out there doing really idiotic, sinful things. So the Lord doesn't allow us to do that. Cripples us up or does whatever so that we can't go out and do stupid things. So again, trust him. Leave it in his hands, but you have your part to do. You have to really want it. You have to be willing to do whatever it's going to take to get it. And you have to be willing to go through it with our Lord and let him raise you from the dead, heal you, perfect you, whatever it is that he needs to do, so that you can become the person that he created you to be.